Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
Good morning to my Netflix dealer. He got me addicted, Aaron from Woi Woi, because it was this time last week after the Emmys, we said, I listen to Schitt's Creek. What's it like? And Az from Woi Woi called.
Yeah, mate, no, Schitt's Creek, really, really good. I actually thought I was a bit here going when I first started watching it, but once you get into it, it's a pretty good cult following.
Well, thanks for addicting me, Aaron, because I'm up to season 3, episode 4. So I just can't help it. Oh, it's just so funny and it's so good. And I know, and then I was talking to someone else on Friday and they know, Bev and Ken. Hello, Bev. Hey, Ken. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you're going all right. They're into it as well. So I'm blaming Aaron from Woi Woi. And Aaron, if our marriage, my and Kirst's wife, because I cheated on her, I'm not that way, but I cheated on her by going episodes ahead because she was so far behind. So I thought, oh, I'm not waiting. And so I just go upstairs in my room and or on my iPad and watch it. So I do apologise to my wife. But Aaron, if we separate, it's your fault, buddy. And speaking of TV, so have a listen. It's a new Aussie sitcom, and it involves someone very close to us.
Stop it. From the makers of Schitt's Creek, Days of Our Lives, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Love Island, UK version only, comes a new Australian sitcom, Part-Time Rob.
Because you need me. Everybody's got a part-time Rob.
Oh, jeez. We've got all these boxes to move from the storeroom into the office. It'll take us a bloody week, just the two of us.
Oh, it's tough work, Paddy. We could definitely use another set of hands.
I wonder if part-time Rob is coming in today.
I'm not sure. Was he in yesterday?
Don't think so.
I thought I saw him last week, though.
Tuesday he was. It was payday.
Do you think part-time Rob has an incriminating picture of someone high up the chain that he uses as bargaining power to have days off?
Like with a goat or something?
Are you talking about last year's Christmas party?
Seriously, let's think, okay. If part-time Rob was here and he had to move all these boxes, what would he do?
Probably just go home.
Because you need me.
If you've gone online, we've had an Aussie tradie. He's from Huskisson in New South Wales. He's been hailed, which is on the south coast, he's been hailed a champion after he left a Facebook video offering Aussies help. Now, here's part of Jack's video.
It's just in regards to you wanting to vent to someone that you don't actually have direct contact with on a normal day-to-day basis. There is no judgment at all. I just wanted to say this. You're not alone. If you need to have a yarn, just give me a bell, give me a message, or catch up for a beer or a coffee, and we'll go from there.
So Jack Knott, he has been hailed a champion. He recorded that message, offering his help to those currently going through a tough time. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Jack.
How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. How's it going, mate?
Good, thanks.
Mate, it's been huge. This has gone viral, your message of just saying, hey, guys, if you need help, just give us a call.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, I didn't really expect it to take off so much. But, it's good that it's getting out there because it needs to be raised. So it's good.
When did you put it up on Facebook, Jack?
I think it was last Friday.
Yeah.
Last Friday. Yeah, when I knocked off.
And it's, how many views? Has it had about 6,000-7,000 views now?
Yeah, it's just over 6,000, I think, now, yeah.
And you're from Elite Lawn and Garden Care, and that's your business, and you just wanted to put it out there because of the crap some people are going through.
Well, just in general, I think there's just a stigma around mental health in regards to females and males and people not being able to speak up about it or feeling like they can't speak up about it without being judged. And I don't really... Not really a hero, I'm not really doing anything that I shouldn't be, that is out of the norm, and just upsetting that I'm getting called a hero for doing something that should be normal.
Right, right, I get you. And have many people called, Jack?
Yeah, so I feel like probably a good 40-50 people have rang me, and probably the same again, have messaged me on Facebook and just by text.
And they just want to just have a chat, see how you're going, speak about the day, chewing the fat, so to speak?
Yeah, practically. Some people have spoken to me about what's going on.
Yeah.
Others have just said to say thanks, and that they're there if I need to speak to someone. So, yeah.
Mate, how's it been going? Because you got Elite Lawn and Garden Care. That's where you work. How's it been going trying to take all the calls and working at the same time?
Oh, it hasn't been too bad because my phone doesn't stop ringing and getting messages already. So kind of normal, really. I'm always on my phone. So I thought, while I'm doing business, I thought that if I'm always on my phone, mate, so I'll chuck some positivity in there as well.
Yeah. It's really powerful message, though, Jack.
Yeah. It's just normal, really. It should be normalised that you should be able to speak up. Because you should be able to do that without being judged or feel like you shouldn't be able to talk to someone about how you're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Because there is a stigma around it, mate, isn't it?
There is. Definitely. There is. But it needs to get rid of it. It's kind of teenage stigma that is obviously getting carried into the more mature age people.
But have you found since all this has been happening that you're talking to your mates more as well?
Oh, no, not really. I just try and everyone knows that I'm there for them.
Yeah.
So they always know that if they need to speak to someone, that Jack will always be there, which is how I want it. It gets busy sometimes, but at the same time, that's what I'm here for, really. That's what I'm offering. So
that's good stuff, mate. And mate. To you, you've done it. As I said, it's getting news all around. I know all around Australia. It'll probably go overseas, and you can just check it on Facebook. Just put in, just type in Jack. You'll find it, or Huskinson Jack Nile, and you'll find it, and you'll see his message there in full. So, Jack, mate, thanks for taking time out with us this morning, buddy.
No worries at all.
You've done a really great thing, mate. Good on you, buddy. And if as well as Jack, as we just spoke to Jack, but if you want to speak to someone from Lifeline as well, 13 11 14 is the number. Looked at this story today where this guy by the name of Max, he's only skinny, Max Stanford. What he did, if you want to go online too, it's Max First Food Online. He took this challenge up. He took on a pie and mash challenge, and he waffed down 18 pies as well as 7 large helpings of mashed potatoes in less than 45 minutes. So it all weighed about 5 kilos, 8,000 calories, and that is huge. That is absolutely massive. Like when you watch that Man v Food, what have you waffed down? G'day, Benny.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What about you? Have you indulged?
Oh, mate, this is going back about 15 years ago. Bring back memories to me now. Yeah. I had a friend of mine that lived at Forrester's Beach.
Yeah.
And what we did is we were fit and healthy. We walked from Forrester's Beach all the way to Terrigal Beach.
Right.
Right. This is back in the day where KFC used to be at Terrigal Beach there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So we did that big, massive walk, and then we shared a variety bucket.
How many pieces in the variety bucket, Benny?
Oh, mate, is it something like 24 pieces? 24? 24 pieces. You get all these nuggets. You get all these chips, potato and gravy. Needless to say, the walk all the way back to Forrester's is twice as slow.
Why is it? My brother was he had a lust for pizzas. And I think he, you know, yeah, those at the Pizza Huts you can go and eat all you eat. And I think he ate 2 or 3 massive, you know, those big large pizzas that come out on the tray, because he could just eat. And I think one day, I think he ate 7 pies one day. And he wasn't fat; he was skinny, but just was good on the fang.
Oh, mate, it tastes so good when you're doing it, but the aftermath is not so good.
So,
especially when you're walking on sand going back to Forrester's Beach, seriously.
So you did 24 pieces and all, because you get all the sides, you get the fries, you get the, was it nuggets as well?
The nuggets and all that, yeah, got the potato and gravy.
Oh, yeah, forget, oh, that is funny. But Troy, g'day, mate.
Yeah, morning, Paddy.
How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. What actually happened, I brought into one of these all-you-can-eat rib deals on Groupon a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was down in Balmain, and I remember driving down thinking, right, I'm going to nail this business. You've got 3 hours to eat as many as you want. And, you know, the size of the ribs, they weren't that big, you know, yeah. like 4 or 5 little things on them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, that's okay. I can do about 50.
Yeah.
And got to about 26 plates, and the chef brought out literally the side of a cow. It was hanging off the plate. I'm thinking, Struth, there's no way I can get through that one because my body was used to eating the same size every time.
So you went through 26 plates of ribs.
And yeah, 26 plates of ribs. Hadn't eaten for 2 days, and yeah. I don't think I ate ribs for about 9 months later.
And then the chef brought out the clincher. And
the clincher's not yeah. the word. He was about to close the doors, and he thought, right, I'll get this guy. And it was literally hanging off the plate.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
It was massive. It was like the size of 4 plates in one. Crazy. It just done my head in.
And, mate, were you able to finish it off or what?
Oh, mate, I couldn't. Just looking at it was enough, I think. I think he just threw me under the bus with it.
107.7 Triple M.
Central Coast Virtual Jobs Fair. It's an initiative of the Central Coast Economic Task Force in the Australian government. It's a 4-hour virtual event designed to connect local job seekers with Central Coast jobs. To find out more, we have got Paula Martin from Business New South Wales Jobs Fair. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good to talk to you again. This is a good event.
Oh, we are so excited to bring this event to the Central Coast. Like you said, it's the Central Coast Virtual Job Fair. It's been designed to connect jobs to people who are looking for work. And it's happening tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. It is COVID safe because it is completely virtual. And job seekers can search for hundreds of jobs online from the comfort of their home.
This is so good, getting Central Coast working. I love this stuff.
It was really important to the Central Coast Economy Task Force to do something to help stem the rising job seeker line. I don't know if you're aware, but since COVID started, we've had an extra 11,000 people hit the job seeker lines. And that's something we really needed to take care of and really think about different ways to remind our locals that we've got jobs right here on the coast. And there are hundreds of jobs. We've got jobs for apprentices, we've got jobs for entry-level workers, we've got professional jobs, digital marketers, we've got aged care workers, childcare workers, healthcare workers, professional services. There are lots and lots of jobs on show at the Central Coast Virtual Jobs Fair.
Paula, how many jobs would be up for grabs? Any idea?
At the jobs fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we know at the moment we've got thousands of jobs available on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of work for everyone. And I'd really encourage anyone who has been recently displaced or is looking to explore a new career to really have a look at what is available right here, because anything that can stop us from looking at commuting to other towns means that we are having a much better lifestyle right here on the coast.
So with the virtual jobs fair, like normally when you do an expo, you'll have someone, say, from the Hilton Group, and they'll be there with, you know, with the tent and someone behind the, you know, behind the table. Is that what it's going to be like with the virtual jobs fair?
You know, it's exactly like that, only it's virtual. So you walk yeah. in as if you were going into an exhibition hall.
Yeah.
There's an information desk. We've got a series of workshops that you can attend to help you to reskill and get ready to actually land that job.
Yeah.
And then you've got a whole bunch of exhibition halls. So you can go in, you can go to a stand, you can talk to the employer. You can talk to them directly. It's just all online. And it's really presented as if you were right there at the exhibition hall in front of a particular company looking at talking to them. We've got over 50 companies who've got, you know, tens of hundreds of jobs available right across the range of entry level through to professional services. So it's like you're right there,
yeah.
but you do it all through your computer from the comfort of your home.
And Paula, is there many jobs or are there many jobs for people if you don't have all the skills, if you haven't been to uni, if you've sort of been doing labouring sort of most of your life, are a lot of jobs there for those who haven't gone to uni or maybe don't have that many skills?
Yeah, we've got the complete array of jobs. So you'll find we've got apprentices, apprenticeship roles, year one, year two, year three. We've got entry-level jobs. So say you've just done a degree and you want to start out, there's a lot of entry-level sort of coordinator type of roles. We're right through to professions. We've got engineers, we've got digital marketing roles. I would encourage everyone to go in and have a look. There's something for everyone.
Good stuff.
Even if you wanted to change your career, you know, you find that you've had enough, COVID was too much, I want to look at something different.
Yep.
There's also exhibitors there that can help you to find a new career. We've got TAFE and the university. We've got council. There's a range of different
brilliant stuff.
Stalls there.
So Central Coast Virtual Jobs Fair, it's on tomorrow, 9:30 till about 1:30. And what do we have to Google? What's the website we have to go
Just
to?
Just Google Central Coast Jobs Fair and you'll get there.
All right. Thank you so much, Paula.
Appreciate it.
Hope people who do. That's a really great bit of information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Good on you.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Anything about COVID. Anyway, we started this many, many months ago, so we keep doing it. And the big tease was, what do the Playboy Mansion and Woolworths at Erina have in common? Absolutely nothing. It's just that both stories are going to feature into other news, Robert. Come on. Look, Robert, control yourself. Now, first to Woolworths at Erina, they have launched the new digital employee, Easy. I hope that's the correct pronunciation. Have you seen it? It's the robot, and it's turning heads in the aisle. It's the latest addition to Woolworths at Erina, and it's designed to spot hazards inside the shop. Now, the Coast store, it's taken an initiative set forward with the introduction of the high-tech robot. The aim of Easy, it's EZ, so surely. It was name given to the robot by staff members. It's to improve safety. And look, it's not going to tackle any potential thieves. Well, not at this stage anyway. Its aim is to roam the store and identify and alert the Erina team to any potential hazards on the floor, such as a spill or a trip hazard. And it's going to identify the staff, let them know by flashing lights. So that's a bloody good news story. There we go. A round of applause for the Easy little robot. Yep. Gone are the humans. To the Playboy Mansion. Oh, this is the famous. He's up on the clapping. Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion has been left to rot and stripped by looters since his death in 2017. Now, the Playboy magazine founder sold the LA mansion before he died, but was allowed to continue living there until his death at age 91. And they've shown it. And, it's in a state of disrepair. But it was sold for $100 million in about 2016. It's been under construction, under the condition that he stays there. But he stayed there, lived, then he died, and it was just sort of left to rot. But now someone's doing renovations. But the pool where Hef had his wild parties has been drained. Would you have swum in there? May have been safer to get COVID. And to our funny little dog story at the end, a greyhound named after Aussie Grand Prix driver Daniel Ricciardo is running so well, the Formula One ace is looking to call up its owner and ask for some tips. It's called Flying Ricciardo. The dish licker has won 12 of the 14 starts, has come second in the other two to make him one of the red-hot favourites to win the $1 million chase next month. So there you go. That's our funny little fluffy dog story at the end. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast.
Podcast means you can listen at any time that suits you. Who wants to get up at 5:30 in the morning just to listen to us rabbit on? You can do it at a time that suits you. It's great.
24 hours, Rob Palmer. I think I'm going to be sick. Bye, everyone.
See you later.